Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I wanted to sneak a little Blazer chatter in today, as it feels like the Blazers haven't played a game in like a week and a half. Are we in the All-Star break right now?
I think tomorrow will be their fourth game in 12 days.
It's glorious.
The last two weeks, this week, Sunday and Thursday.
Well, they were up until that point, they were playing games a little bit more than one every other day.
Right. Well, and this week it makes sense because you had the cup semifinals final and all that
stuff. Circled this period as like, thank God.
I know, right around the holidays is a nice time, too. Yeah,
and look, I'm tired covering the team. I can't imagine how they're feeling being this shorthanded, this beat up, the tax they've had to do, the traveling they've had to do. I mean, they haven't played at home basically at all in the last 6 weeks. So for them to actually start getting a couple of home games, like I think they play 7 of 9 at home going into the new year. And it's like, yeah, dog, you need that because you've been out on the road a ton. Like, and even when they've come home for 2 games.
Right.
So it's just bing, bing, and then back out again.
We were kind of having this conversation off the air yesterday. You were throwing some Denny Avdia stats at me, and you are one thing that I love about you, Danny, is that when you we were just talking about draft prospects and stuff like that from certain players. When you are 10 toes, you are 10 toes, and you have become firm 10 toes on Denny Avdia.
Yeah.
Just as the player he is, the style he creates, and what he adds to this team. And there's no doubt about it. What I love about Denny when I watch him is he's got a little old school basketball in him, in the sense of that boy, when he gets the ball, he sees the paint, he sees the hoop, and he says, that direction. Yeah. And he takes a drive. You were telling me some stats about Denny driving through the lane.
Yeah, so I'm doing my deep dive on Denny, and I was hoping to do it maybe when we were in Baltimore, finish some of it up, but it was just exhausted. So I decided to string it out a little bit, and I'm actually glad that I did because Denny's had a couple of clunker games, and I want to see how he rebounds out of that and see if that kind of starts to level out a little bit.
Side real quick to derail completely. Did he have some clunker games, or were other guys just able to step up?
No, he had a couple subpar shooting games.
It was a rough game all around.
But Denny's now on the season averaging 26-7-6. And he's shooting 47-38-81.
And 2 weeks ago he was 27-7-7.
Yeah. So, and he's played, this is through what, 26 games? Yeah, 26 games.
10-16 on the season.
Yep, and he's appeared
in the Western Conference. Thank you for paying attention once again my award-winning sports updates.
He's about the only guy that's played every game. That's what I mean.
Like, I'm just goofing.
I going through this, he might be the only one. Holy crap, he actually might be. Just to kind of think about that off the top of my head. I know they were close to him missing a game. But I've been diving into this with Denny and just kind of getting a better understanding of how teams are guarding him. And, you know, I've got access to Second Spectrum / Genius IQ, which is the new name for it. So with all the tracking data. And I wanted to see how Denny was doing in and around the paint. And first of all, when you talk about shots attempted in the paint at the rim, Denny is 11th in the NBA. And he is slightly above average of expected shot quality. And so he's basically the shots that he's taking and making are about what you would expect. For comparison's sake, hold on, I need to adjust here. I'm sorry, those are heavily contested shots. These are not the wide open shots. So he actually does pretty well on those. But when you take a look at this, you start looking at like, not Giannis, Victor Wembanyama, he's like 35% above expectation. Just to kind of.
Damn cool.
Yeah. He is an absolute freak of freaks in that regard. So Denny takes a metric crap ton of shots at the rim that are contested, and his results are about what you would expect, which
should be some more free throw attempts. I'll say that out loud.
Yeah, he had a couple games there where he got the crap beaten out of him and was not getting to the line. It's kind of started to correct itself.
Is Denny a superstar now? The refs have decided that this guy can get these calls.
They kind of put him in the corner for a couple of games, and they were like, "Yeah, no, this guy is getting hit." And what teams do is they submit video of like, "Hey, dog,
yeah, check it out," because that's the perception. I mean, the perception versus the stats for him kind of line up. You know, when you tell me you're about to give me a defense, did you give me the defensive cover?
No, I was just getting ready to go to.
Like when you tell me that. That is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that the referees are being told from the team. I mean, all people are going to stick up for their guys, but I'm glad referees are seeing that. Because when I watch the game, my eyeballs tell me, is there anybody in this league that's getting slapped around like that more?
So everybody knows that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the guy when it comes to drives. Last year, he led the NBA in drives.
He's so good.
Okay. Denny is blowing him out of the water. Danny Avdia is blowing SGA out of the water when it comes to drives overall and drives, more importantly, with help defenders present. I asked you to kind of guess. SGA has 331 drives this year with help defenders present. That accounts for about 19 per 100 possessions, right? Danny has 402.
That's a large gap.
That is the gap between 1 and 2, and there's no gap anywhere down this list. Okay, so we're talking about, 71 drives? That's the same difference between SGA at 2 and Russell Westbrook at 14.
Oof.
Okay, that's the kind of gap you're looking at. So SGA is otherworldly as a finisher. His points per director at 1.293. That's a basically 130 points per 100 possessions.
And I asked you, why is it that his is so much lower when it comes to the comparison between Denny?
And this is, it's SGA is an otherworldly finisher. Otherworldly in the paint, otherworldly creator on the drive.
Due to his footwork.
It's his footwork and his hands. His shot making in the in-between, not mid-range, the mid-paint, which is one of the tougher places to score in the NBA. But it's also, if you know how to use your footwork to decelerate and create that separation, the difference between Denny being great this year and being truly transcendent, he's starting to figure it out a little bit. Denny doesn't have a mid-range shot. That's not something he has. He also typically goes all the way to the rim.
Well, that is his mid-range shot now. He's making up for it by going to the rim, and that's why when I watch him, I'm just like, oh, Denny's got the ball. He's going in the paint.
But the ability to create space and separation 2 feet, 3 mm-hmm. feet from the rim, mm-hmm. where SGA just stops on a dime and just hits that the floater.
Defender goes backwards because they can't.
And you just have all that, or you draw free throws. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the evolution that, like, when you're looking at Denny's game, we're no longer talking about big changes in his game. It's fine tweaks that up percentages, up efficiencies.
He's figured out what's working.
Yes. And for Denny, though, Denny's in the 72nd percentile when you're talking about points per direct drive. So not only is he number one in total, he's up in the upper quartile as far as like what you're talking about. So if you're getting a ton and you're getting high efficiency, that's when you're talking about great players, it's their ability to do it a lot, to do it consistently, and do it at a high level of efficiency. Because the guys in this list, when you're talking about drives with help, again, this is with help defenders present. That means guys are loaded up to take it away because they know what you want.
Expecting you, yeah.
Denny's 1, SGA 2, Cade Cunningham 3, James Harden 4, Jaylen Brown 5. That is the company that Denny Avdia is keeping.
There's an NBA champion in there in Jaylen Brown. There's a Hall of Famer in there in James Harden. There's my pick to win the MVP next year.
There's an MVP and NBA champion in SGA.
In Cade Cunningham, there's SGA too, and then there's Denny.
So when I've been talking about he's putting up Jason Tatum-like numbers and the idea of him, like, you know, some people said he's not a number two, he's a number three, or he's like, no. Denny Avdia right now, through 26 games, he is a dyed-in-the-wool good number one, incredible number two. I was talking to Sprague about this. I go, if Denny Avdia is the second best player on your team, you are a contender.
Without a doubt.
That is how good he is right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, who's going to be the number one?
And that's the
question.
Or can they get another guy as good as Denny?
And have them play number one together. Real quick, because we're up against it. Do you know who leads the association in offensive rebounds?
I would imagine Victor would probably be there. Walker Kessler would be there. But they've both been dinged up, so it's probably Donovan Clingan.
It is Donovan Clingan at 100 in 22 games and 552 minutes played. Number two is Rudy Gobert at 94, so six less, which is a game swing. But he's played 26 games as opposed to 22 games and 800 minutes compared to 550.
I mean,
it sometimes doesn't look like it on the court. This is the opposite of the Denny thing. It sometimes doesn't look like it on the court, but Donovan's progression as a rebounder and as a dude hanging down there, I think is really starting to grow. You know me, I said at the beginning of the season, he's my guy that I'm watching this year, that I want to see the big jump from him.
DC, coming into the league, the two things I knew he was going to be able to do, protect the rim, protect the paint as a shot blocker, a rim deterrent guy, and be an offensive rebounder. He is one of, if not the best offensive rebounder in the league. Walker Kessler, before he went down, he only played five games, was leading the league at 4.6. Donovan is at 4.5. I mean, when you look at percentages, where Donovan needs to get better is being better on the defensive glass.
That's what I was just about to say. You can't be that great on the offensive glass and be MIA on the defensive glass.
He's not
glass.
MIA. He's just not transcendent. MIA.
Yes, exactly. And I would like to see that part
of
his game evolve.
Be great. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be the best defensive rebounder in the league, but be great. But his superpower is the offensive glass. 4.5 offensive rebounds per game between him, Mitchell Robinson, and Steven Adams.
That's he's beautiful. Great at grabbing balls from one end.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
I like that.
I love Donovan Clingan. Maybe I'll get a jersey.
And he's just
PDX carpet jersey.
He's super close to averaging the double-double now. He's up to 9.7 points per game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.